light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله the prophet of mankind the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful episode and silsila of the series, The Light of Guidance. Before we move towards our discussion for today, today I am not alone once again. I am with every wonderful personality, that is our beloved Mulana Asim Madani Sahab. Mulana Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana Sahab?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, by the grace of Almighty.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Mulana Sahab is with us. Today we are going to discuss a very, 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 very beautiful topic, a very wonderful discussion, and that is how to present oneself in the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How should a person, you know, do this hazri? What should a person do when he is in the court of the beloved Rasul in front of Gumbad-e-Khazra, in front of Sunehri Jali? What must a person do at that time? And Allah, 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 the kayfiyat, the situation of a person at that time is something else, is something which cannot be described, it's something which cannot be told to anyone. You know, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat says, Hame eh raza tere dil ka pata chala ba mushkil darai roza ke muqabil wo hame nazar to aya ina pooch kaisa paya. So it is something which cannot be explained, it is something which cannot be expressed, and only those fortunate personalities who have witnessed it, they will tell you that what is Medina Sharif, how beautiful Medina is, what is the feeling of being present in the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But inshallah azawajal, today from our Qibla Munasa, we will be listening to some beautiful adab, etiquettes, manners, and some beautiful words of wisdom. And inshallah, if possible, maybe some personal experiences as well. Munasa has been for Umrah, mashallah, many a times. So inshallah azawajal, he will share with us some beautiful points. That will be basically, first and foremost, a lesson for all of us. We are going to learn something new, something beautiful. Secondly, it's going to be a motivation, inshallah, azawajal. We all make the intention, we do have the intention. Inshallah, when we go, then we do know what to do, how to do, inshallah, azawajal. And whenever the zikr and the mentioning of Medina is done, then the heart also becomes Medina, everything becomes Medina. So inshallah, azawajal, today's entire discussion, we will be in Medina, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. So be with us, inshallah. Sit back, relax, enjoy. If you're in South Africa, in the Southern Hemisphere, grab your hot cup of tea, coffee, whatever the case is, and enjoy today's discussion, inshallah. So it will be a very fruitful, a very wonderful discussion, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Munasab, mashallah, today's discussion is so beautiful. You know, we don't know where to start, what to discuss, how to start the discussion. And once the discussion starts, the discussion which we don't want to end, as well. Let me come with the basics first, that yes, a person is present in Medina Sharif in front of the Rose and Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do you feel that, you know, before going to Rose and Mubarak, must a person have a few things in his mind? Must a person have a few maybe thoughts, maybe a few intentions, maybe a few whatever the case is, before he goes in the court? This is before he goes to, in front of the Rozai Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What should a person do at that time?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. When a person intends to go to Madinatul Munawwara, when a person intends to go to Makkatul Mukarramah to perform the Hajj of Baytullah Sharif, who he goes to perform Umrah Sharif. His main and sole purpose of going should be to visit the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before he goes, he should keep in mind this ayat of the Holy Quran in which Almighty Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Almighty Allah says in this ayat-e-muqaddisa that, and if when they do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, they should then present themselves in your august court, O beloved, and then seek forgiveness from Allah, and the messenger intercedes for them, they would therefore definitely find Allah the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
This ayat al-Muqaddisa says that, O people, when you oppress your own souls, when you commit sins, and after committing sins, what must a person should do? He should seek forgiveness. He should make tawbah. He should repent and repent in the bargah of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah says that if you want to repent, if you want to attain forgiveness, if you want to seek forgiveness, then Almighty Allah has taught us the method of seeking forgiveness from the bargah of Almighty Allah in this ayat al-Muqaddisa. He has taught us the method that you must go to the court of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then seek forgiveness from the court of Almighty Allah. And as well as you request and beg in the court of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for you. If my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for you, then I will definitely forgive your sins.
Subhanallah.
So Quran has taught us the method that if you have committed sins, then where must you go? You know, Almighty Allah hears everywhere. Wherever a person is calling Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah hears. Almighty Allah answers the du'as of people. But why Almighty Allah is commanding us to go to his, to the court of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because that is the court where a person can attain salvation. You know, there is one more ayat of the Holy Quran in which Almighty Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Run towards the forgiveness of your Lord and Jannah. So Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, says that if we combine these two ayat of the Holy Quran, first ayat says that seek forgiveness, and Almighty Allah has taught the method. And the second ayat-e-muqaddisa says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Run towards the forgiveness of your Lord. It means that Quran says that when you commit any sin, you must run towards seeking the forgiveness from the bargah of Almighty Allah. And if you want to seek forgiveness, then what must you do? Go to the court of your beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then seek forgiveness. So it means that if a person oppresses upon his soul, if a person commits sins, disobeys Almighty Allah, then there is only one way to attain salvation, and that is what? That go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then seek forgiveness. Obviously, you know, when a person goes to the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, presents himself in the bargah of our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am in your holy court. We have heard from you what you have heard from Almighty Allah. We have heard from you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this ayat of the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after hearing this ayat muqaddisa, we have presented ourselves in your holy court. Ya Rasulullah, you seek forgiveness for us, you pray for us, you make dua in the bargah of Almighty Allah, you intercede for us, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now when a person will beg in this way in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to intercede for him, and once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for him, his sins will be forgiven. So when a person leaves his house, he should leave with this intention that I am going to seek the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to attain the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafaati." Whoever will visit my grave, my shafaat will become wajib and necessary upon him. One more thing is coming in my mind here. You know, there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that shafaati li ahli al-kaba'iri min ummati. My shafaat will be for the major sinners of my ummah. And in one hadith pak, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I will never be content, I will never be pleased until I take out all of my ummatis from the hellfire and admit them into Jannah, into paradise. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I will never be pleased until my entire ummah enters paradise. So this hadith pak says that shafaat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be granted to all the ummatis. Then what is the speciality of that hadith pak in which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafaati? If every believer is going to attend the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, then what's the special virtue of this hadith pak? So ulama-i-ikram give beautiful answers. Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the beloved father of Ala Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that there are two types of shafaat. One is a general shafaat and another one is a special shafaat. So the general shafaat will be for every believer. Whoever believes in the oneness of Almighty Allah, and whoever believes in the risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is ashiq rasul, he is the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will get intercession, this intercession, general intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. But the person who visits the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will not just have this general intercession, he will be blessed with this special intercession on the day of judgment. And how will he get that? He wrote that on the day of judgment, those people who will visit the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the intention of with good intention and with the intention of seeking the attaining the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, they will be protected from the terror of the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
You know, the day of judgment will be very hot. People will be sweating. The sun will be just few miles away from people. So at that time, you know, everyone will be worried about his condition, about his end, that whether he's going to enter Jannah or he's going to be thrown into the hellfire. So on that day, this person who will visit the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will be protected from the terror of the day of judgment, as well as he will be admitted to paradise without accountability.
Allah.
Without accountability. As well as he will be blessed with a very, very unique rank in paradise. Such that he will be blessed with a special vision of Almighty Allah. Every Jannati will be blessed with the vision of Almighty Allah, didar of Almighty Allah. But the person who visits the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will be blessed with a special vision of Almighty Allah. So the person who visits the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with good intention, he will attain this reward. He will attain this great blessings from the bargo of Almighty Allah and from the bargo of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As well as he mentioned one more beautiful thing under this hadith pak. He says that on the day of judgment, actually Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the first one who will open the door of shafaat. And after Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Anbiya-e-Ikram will be allowed, Hufaz-e-Ikram will be allowed, Hujjaj-e-Ikram will be allowed, Ulama-e-Ikram, Awliya-e-Ikram, Ghouth-e-Azam, and then many other, you know, pious people of Almighty Allah, they will be allowed to intercede. Then, you know, they all will intercede. Many people will enter Jannah through their intercession. But the person who will visit the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other Anbiya-e-Ikram are not going to intercede for him. Hufaz-e-Ikram are not going to intercede for him. Hujjaj-e-Ikram are not going to intercede for him. Ulama, awliya, sulaha, they are not going to intercede for him, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafaati. My shafaat is wajib. My shafaat is necessary for him. Meaning, other people are not going to intercede for this person. Rather, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bless him with his own special intercession on that day. So, wajabat lahu shafaati. So, the person who leaves his house with the intention of visiting the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should keep these ahadith in his mind. He should keep these glad tidings in his mind. As well as he mentioned one more thing. He says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafaati. Whoever visits my grave, my shafaat will be wajib for him. Who will get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment? Only the person who dies with iman.
Right.
Iman is shart, iman is a condition. If a person is very pious, no matter how many good deeds he has performed, but if he died, if he lost his iman at the time of death,
Allah,
he is not going to get intercession on the day of judgment.
Okay.
But here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever visits my grave, my intercession will become wajib upon him. So in other words, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a guarantee that whoever visits my grave,
Allah,
I will protect his iman as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a person's iman will be protected, then only he will attain this intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. So there is a guarantee that if a person visits the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, with the mercy of Almighty Allah and with the karam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will die with iman, he will save his iman at the time of death. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who will protect his iman.
Allah.
So whoever visits the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first of all, he must keep in mind that he has oppressed himself, he has committed sins, he has disobeyed Almighty Allah, and now he is going to purify himself. He is going to visit the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is the hukam of the Holy Quran, that visit the Rawda of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then seek forgiveness. And now if a person goes to the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this intention, definitely he will come back sins free. There won't be any sin upon him. He will be forgiven, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Zakra Munasab. Beautiful discussion on wajabat lahu shafa'ati, that my shafa'at, my intercession becomes wajib upon that person. And as Munasab has mentioned, this is the hukum of Allah Ta'ala, the order, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that go to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Mujrim bulaye aaye hai, jao kahe gawah, phir rad ho kab ye shan kareemon ke dar ki hai. Allah, 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 Allah. And someone else very beautifully says, that main karke sitam apni jaan par, Quran se jao ka sunkar, aaya hu bahut sharminda sa, sarkar tawajjuh farmaye. So these are, the clear hukum of the Holy Quran, that Ja'uka, go to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If when you oppress yourselves, and undoubtedly each one of us have oppressed, are oppressing, and we are basically filled with sins from head to toe. There is no part of our body which does not have any sin on it. Our entire body is filled and we are drowned in the ocean of sins. So now what is the cure? It's go to the beloved court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, Mujrim bulai, that these mujrims, these criminals, they were called, Allah Ta'ala gave the order that they must go to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ja'uka hai gawa, this word ja'uka in the Holy Quran is actually a test, a witness to this, that you have been sent, that go in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when you are sent, then then how is it possible that, what you're asking, what the purpose you went there for, it is not fulfilled? How is it possible? Definitely everything is going to be fulfilled, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. We will, inshallah, take a short break now and listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on the discussion of Medina and the Hazri, the presence in the August court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم
all the sand, peace and blessings upon your beloved, best in purpose. you have created.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain الفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman
Taqimi. He's the loved one whose intercession we all hope for. In every horror and yes, in every calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kulli.
And character that don't near him in knowledge or in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim. Is but a gift from thee. From your knowledge is the tablet and the pen of decree. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. For the chosen one, my Lord, let us reach all our goals and pardon us what is gone, who lost in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurul nurillah. Mashallah, mashallah. Beautiful recitation of Qasida Burda Sharif, a renowned kalam, world famous kalam. Every child knows this beautiful kalam, although it's in the Arabic language, but alhamdulillah, it is so accepted in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. that everyone recites. And yes, there are some kalams which become chosen and accepted by the beloved Rasul, and then everyone recites it. Whenever you go in the world, you will hear people reciting Maulaya Salli wa Sallam is one of those kalams. See, the Allah has this many kalams, Allah, there's Sabse Ola wa Allah Hamara Nabi. You know, every child knows this kalam. Likewise, Mustafa Jani Rahmatullahu Salam. It's such a Salatu Salam which everywhere in the world, you know, if you tell someone stand up and read salami, these are the first words which come on his mouth is Mustafa Jani Rahmat. So Alhamdulillah, these are actually signs that these beautiful ash'ar and couplets have been presented to the beloved Rasul, and then it has been accepted by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why the fame is throughout the world. Everyone, you know, recites these beautiful words. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So make dua that through these wonderful personalities, may Allah Ta'ala put or instill the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and increase it in our hearts as well. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbul Alameen. Mashallah. Before the break, very beautifully we discussed with regards to, you know, presenting yourself in the blessed court, and we were just discussing before that that, you know, what intention must a person make, what mindset must he have when he is going to the blessed Rauza Mubarak. And as our guest Munasa mentioned that you know, he should keep this in mind that he is going to purify himself, he is going to cleanse himself, he is going to remove this filth of sins and disobedience from his heart and fill his heart inshallah with the Noor of Medina, with the blessings of Medina, with the blessings of the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Munasab, chale, a person is in front of the blessed Rauza Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time, what is your advice? Now, what adab must a person show at that time? What respect must he show? I mean, he's right in front of the Rauza Mubarak. Unfortunately, we see people at that time making video calls, screaming, shouting, taking selfies, turning their back, ma'adallah, to bless Rauza Mubarak. And you know, it seems as if, or they would say that they're doing it out of love, but apparently it doesn't seem as if they're doing it out of love, because it's more of I want to show the world where I am instead of me being present in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we are there in front of the Rauza Mubarak, what should, as a believer, what should be our stance at that time?
When a person goes to meet a well-known personality, maybe the leader of the nation, maybe his ustad, maybe his Piro Murshid, what does he do? Does he take out his phone before he meets?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Does he take out his phone to take a selfie with his peer before he greets him?
Allah.
No, he will never do this.
Jee.
He will, you know, he will try to show respect as much as he can. Jee. To his Piro Murshid, to his ustad, to that elderly person, that respected person. So when a person goes to his Piro Murshid or Ustad or any well-known personality, he takes care of the manners of greeting and meeting. He tries his level best that he must not do such thing which displeases him. He must not do such thing which is against the respect of that personality. So when a person goes to the Rauda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he believes that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is physically present, he is alive in his grave and watching him, so how will it be right to go and start taking videos and pictures? When he knows that he is that personality who is going to intercede for me, and every day a person doesn't get chance to go and visit the Rauda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, maybe, you know, once in a life or twice in a life, or maybe, you know, few times. So when a person gets this opportunity to visit the Rauda of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he must forget all these things. People, unfortunately, they are busy taking selfies over there. You make video call to show other people that, see, I'm on the Rauda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they don't care and they don't think that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is watching them. If a person doesn't show respect to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so how can he expect that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to intercede for him? So when you are present in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must not even speak loud. Even if someone is pushing you, you must make sabr over there. You must not start shouting him, you must not start fighting with him, because you are present in that court. If you raise your voice, your amal, your good deeds maybe will be destroyed. Because adab is very, very important, and Quran has, you know, commanded us to show adab and respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So whenever you get a chance to visit the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while keeping all these excellences, the basharat, the glad tidings of shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go with respect, and then, you know, you must, you know, fold your hands actually and place them under your navel, and then recite Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakhon salam, ya nabi salam alayka, ya rasul salam alayka, ya habib salam alayka, salawatullahi alayka. And then after that, since Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the glad tidings that I will intercede for you if you visit my roda, then you know you must beg like a beggar begs in front of someone. You must beg in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must become a miskeen and ghareeb and poor, and you know, with humility, with humbleness, you know, you must say, as'aluka shafa'ataka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as'aluka shafa'ataka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as'aluka shafa'ataka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many awliya ikram, many ulama ikram, when they visited the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they showed respect and out of humbleness, humility, when they, you know, when they begged in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they heard the voice as well, that qad ghufira lak, your sins have been forgiven, I have interceded for you, your sins have been forgiven. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he left this world. So just few days after that, an Arabic person, a villager, came to the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sat next to the grave, the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and took some soil from the qabr mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mazar mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and put it on his head. And then he recited this ayat of the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what you have heard from your Almighty Allah, and this is what we have heard from you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have oppressed myself, I have committed sins, I have disobeyed my Almighty Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, I have presented myself in your holy court. You seek forgiveness of my sins, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Hazrat Ali Sher-e Khuda, Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, says that he heard a voice, you have been forgiven, your sins have been forgiven. So, when a person goes with this intention, as well as he shows respect to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then definitely he is going to be blessed with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So adab is very important, as Mu'an Sahib has mentioned, that it's not a place of selfies, it's not a place of showing everyone or screaming or shouting. Yes, it's wonderful, you know, if your family is there with you, if anyone else is there with you who is close to you, then subhanallah. But if any case they are not there, then it's not necessary for you to take out the phone to make video, to make a video call, and these kind of things. And it's just unnecessary trouble for yourself and for others as well. Go for what you are there for. You are there to present yourself in the court of the beloved Rasulullah, and focus on that. Right? And once you're done with that, make dua for yourself, for the entire ummah, for your family, for your parents, for your murshid-e kareem. No one is stopping you from making duas. Make as much duas as you want to do, and request in the court of the beloved Rasulullah, as Mu'an Sahib has mentioned, you know, for shafa'at, for intercession, and these beautiful things. So, adab is very important, respect is very, very important. Sometimes people, out of excitement, out of, you know, just bati hoke, out of this craze, basically, they cross the limits, and they don't know when they have entered the boundaries of, disrespect, ma'azallah. That's a problem, because you are going there to wipe the sins, and you don't know that maybe your disrespect can be a means of you gaining more sins. So the purpose is nullified, the purpose is destroyed. So it is something which we all need to ponder upon, something which we all need to really, you know, take some heed to it, inshallah. We are moving towards the...
I remember one incident, actually.
Jai.
Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, Maulana Sardar Ahmad Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, when he visited the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he went to Madinatul Munawwara. So he remembered the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you are able to die in Medina, then do so, because I'm going to intercede for the people of Medina.
Mm.
So what did he do? He trimmed his nails and cut some of his hay and buried in Madinatul Munawwara.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And then he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my death is not in my control. I don't know whether I'm going to die in Madinatul Munawwara or I'm going to die elsewhere. But this is what I can do,
Allah,
Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I have buried some of my body parts in your sati to intercede for me on the day of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a priceless honor for me that I have buried some of my body parts here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when a person will do that,
mm-hmm.
when he has adab and when he has believed that bakhuda, khuda ka yahi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar makar, jo wahan se ho, yahi aake ho, jo yahan nahi, to wahan nahi. You know, there will be people, you know, will be telling you that there is no need to go there. You just go to Makkatul Mukarramah, you just go and perform Hajj of Baytullah, do, you know, Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, go to Medane, you know, the plain of Arafat, go to Mina, Muzdalifah. That's fine. Your Hajj is done. So you don't need to go anywhere else. You need to, if you want to beg in the Bargah of Almighty Allah, then Arafat is the best place. Go and beg there. So there are people, you know, who will try to tell you this, but don't listen to them, because ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar maqar, jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho, jo yahan nahi to wahan nahi. I remember one more hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, man hajja ila makkata thumma qasadani fi masjidi kutibat lahu hajjatan mabruratan. One who performs the Hajj of Baytullah Sharif, then he intends to go to my masjid, Masjid Nabawi Sharif. Then he intends to visit my roda. Kutibat lahu hajjatane mabruratane. He will earn the thawab of two accepted Hajj. Now, if a person goes to perform the Hajj of Baytullah, how many difficulties he has to go through? First of all, he have to save money for many, many years. Then after that, you know, when he will reach there, he will have to, you know, make tawaf of Baytullah. Then he will have to run between Safa and Marwa. Then he will have to go to Arafat. Then he will have to go to Mina Sharif. He will have to perform the Rami of the Jamarat. He will have to slaughter, you know, an animal as Qurbani. And then after that, you know, he will have to do a lot of other things as well. As well as he will have to, you know, show a lot of sabr because of the crowd and, you know, the heat and a lot of other difficulties he will face. And after doing all that, there is no guarantee whether his Hajj has been accepted or not.
Mm-hmm.
But Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the person who performs Hajj and then he comes to my Rooda, Allahu Akbar, mm-hmm. then he comes to my Masjid.
Subhanallah.
With what intention?
Mm-hmm.
To visit the Rooda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a guarantee that Almighty Allah will bless him with the reward of two accepted Hajj.
Allah, Allah.
تو با خدا خدا کا
یہی
در نہیں اور کوئی مفر مقر جو وہاں سے ہو یہیں آ کے ہو جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. بیوٹیفل انڈیڈ. انڈاؤٹلی دس از واٹ اور امام ہیز ٹاٹ اس. دس از دا عقیدہ آف اہل سنہ والجماعت. دیٹ انڈاؤٹلی دیٹ از دی آگسٹ کورٹ از دی کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اینڈ نو بڈی کین تھنک دیٹ دے ول ریچ دا کورٹ آف اللہ بائی ٹیکنگ آؤٹ اور بائی بائی پاسنگ the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will reach everywhere in the world, but you will never reach the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has to take a custom and say, khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar. That by Allah, this is the only place where you are going to reach the court of Allah. And so don't even try other channels. This is the only way, this is the only channel. So respect is very, very important, very necessary. Utmost respect we need to show at all times. And we need to make sure that you know, we know why we are there and whose court we are present in. I mean, Sultan-e-Dol-Jahan, he is the master of both the worlds. He is, subhanallah, the owner of Jannah. I mean, he is the owner of Kawthar. He is, you know, the more you speak about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you feel that, you know, I'm not doing justice to his beautiful personality. So when the person realizes that, where am I, in whose court am I, then subhanallah, you will see the adab and the respect which a person will start to show. Munasa, we have the last 2, 3, 4 minutes. Is there any personal experience in any of your journeys towards Haramain Sharifain which you would like to share with us? So any nasihat, any advice from your personal view, inshallah?
You know, if you go to Madinatul Munawwara,
okay,
then going is easy, but leaving Madinatul Munawwara is not easy. The day you leave Madinatul Munawwara, it looks like your soul is leaving your body. I can't explain it in the words. The Ruhud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make dua every day that, Ya Allah, grant me the tawfiq to visit the Ruhud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day, you know, you read, you know, on every Friday actually, we read Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pe Lakhon Salaam, Shamae Bazme Hidayat Pe Lakhon Salaam. And when you reach there, you read it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tajdare Haram. Ay Shahanshahi Deen Tum Pe Hardam Karorun Durood.
Subhanallah.
You read in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here you are begging, when you say As'aluka Shafaataka Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are very far from Madinatul Munawwara. But when you are in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you say As'aluka Shafaataka Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at that time, you know, the feelings which you have, that cannot be mentioned in words. So whenever, you know, a person gets chance to go to Madinatul Munawwara, you should try to spend you know, as much as time you can spend in the Bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people, you know, when they go with a lot of intention, lot of enthusiasm, but when they reach there, so after that, you know, they spend most of their time, or they waste their time in the marketplaces. They want to come back with gifts. So that is not the purpose. You must not waste your time there. As much as time you can spend in the Bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should spend and speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are there. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is watching you and listening to you. You are there. So speak to him. You might have many difficulties in your life.
Allah.
You might have many problems in your life. Many people are sick in your family. You are going through problems in your businesses, in your job, in your family, there are many problems. You are there to solve all those problems. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one, if he makes dua for you in the Bargah of Almighty Allah, obviously Almighty Allah will definitely accept those duas. So when you are there, you know, I think I would like to advise actually that when whoever is going now, people are going to perform Hajj, many people have left and many are planning to leave. May Almighty Allah grant all of us the tawfiq to perform the Hajj of Baytullah and visit the Rauda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again and again, again and again. Yeah, one more hadith is coming in my mind, that whoever visits me and he doesn't come for any other need except visiting my Rauda, visiting me, so kana haqqan alayya an akuna lahu shafiyan yawm al-qiyamah, so it is right upon me to intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. And in another narration, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that kana fi jawari yawm al-qiyamah, he will be in my neighborhood on the Day of Judgment. So all these things, many people, you know, when they actually, what happens that when they go to Madinatul Munawwara, they don't learn the adab. They don't learn all these things. They just go without learning. And what happens that they go to attain reward, but they come back with a bag of sins actually. Why? Because they don't show respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, you know, they don't show sabr and patience over there. Whenever, you know, anyone pushes them, anyone hurts them, they become upset, start shouting them, fighting with them. That is totally disrespect of the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are going to get the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment if you visit the Rauda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you're busy taking selfies and, you know, being upset with other people and not showing respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not right.
Allah. Zakana munasab. You know, very briefly, Imam Hasan Raza Khan says, Mar ke jeete hain jo unke dar pe jaate hain. Hasan, jee ke marte hain jo aate hain Madina chhod kar. Make dua that all of us, inshallah, with our parents, with our Mushid Kareem, in the august court of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may our names be in the list of those fortunate personalities who go for Hajj for Umrah every year. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. We will now take your ijazah. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love. By Allah, you have everything. You lose this love. By Allah, you lose everything. Till then, be positive. Think positive. Stay positive. Remain positive. Keep us in the entire ummah in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.